you know, intervention and treatment advocacy for people in drug addiction and alcoholism. You know, part of it's service to the city. You know, it's, you know, there is a problem. There are people like with car accidents and things like that, like that I just think like I can be a part of. And I think the, you know, the donations of hundreds of pounds of venison for the food pantries, I think is pretty cool. I feel really good about that.
So just to wrap us up, if you could tell our audience of people in Pittsburgh anything about the Deer Management Program that you would like people to know, what would it be?
First, I really appreciate the support of the people that I've walked, I feel like I'm a member too of the Frick Park community and how much support that we've gotten. I think we're feeding a lot of people, and I feel really good about that. Again, with my real job being in drug addiction and alcoholism, you know, I am by homeless shelters and I am by places that I know that they're getting, you know, good solid food and we're helping people out. Another thing, it's incredibly safe. We take 20, 25 yard shots. You're safe. You're like, your dogs are safe if there's on leashes. And I ran into a rabbi who was a little concerned because she saw a deer probably maybe like 60 yards away. She saw me and she's like, you're not going to shoot my dog, are you? And I started through the process and she was like, it's so safe. I go, yeah, you're totally fine.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show. You've been listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Today, we caught up with Walter Martin, one of the archers participating in the Deer Management Program run by the City of Pittsburgh.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you.
I'll give you my best shot.
The following program is a rerun of our August 12th episode.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WCT Pittsburgh. This is your host, Nick. Andy's hopping on right now. Hi, Andy. Oh, sorry, Andy was muted.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. Well, we're back. We're back in the air. We're back live.
We're
fiddling with the levels, making sure we got everything where it needs to be. We've got a fun show for you tonight. Got a lot of new music. Some old music and some mediumly old music.
We also have local music.
Yep. And non-local music.
And foreign music.
Yep. Foreign, would you consider
like a band from like California? Like,
but would you consider like Oil City? Would that be foreign?
I'd say that's local.
Okay.
But if it was like Morgantown, West Virginia, like
totally foreign.
Medium
band.
City, foreign, yeah.
Okay.
Or across state lines, that's foreign to us.
That makes sense. Well, it's good to be back. It's been a second. I'm sorry, we've been playing some reruns the past 2 weeks. But we're back. For good.
For good. We got it figured out.
Forever. And we're, well, we both just turned 15, and we'll probably live 100 years, so there's about 85 years left of this program.
Yep. So you better get used to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's kick it off. Here's a band from New York, a band called Bullseye. Great band. We just saw them the other week, and yeah, they were great. Great power pop. And then, yeah. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. been fine, but I've been thinking, if you really want to leave me alone. 'Cause I need what I need, and you can't get this stone to bleed. But what do I know? I can't say I know.
Down. stop drumming. My thumb's on your dashboard. The medium-sized world is making a comeback. The world at large is drowning, disappearing, crawling up and out forever. You don't belong. Well, when black clouds hover so low, we will rise to kiss you. Don't stop blushing, gushing in buckets of color. Thank you.
This is a rebroadcast of our August 12th program.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. You are listening to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy.
And we want to let you know that WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Does your child sometimes get headaches? Stomach aches when they aren't sick? Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. A migraine is not just a headache. A migraine attack can last for hours or even days, often with sensitivity to lights and sounds or nausea and vomiting. Migraine is more common than you think. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. Parents, understand how migraine impacts your children's ability to learn. It can be hard to focus and can even mean missing school, but with the right accommodations, they can succeed. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients. All right, Andy, question.
Yes.
What is the difference between a child and an adolescent?
An adolescent?
It says 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease.
A child is a person who's not growing. They're just static, in a state of infancy, in a state of childishness. An adolescent is someone in the process of growing.
Interesting. Okay.
That's my guess. I don't know. The more you adolescent.
Well, if you know the difference, you can text us at 412-440-8906. Again, the number is 412-440-8906.
Merriam-Webster describes adolesce as to grow toward maturity. So, child is someone who refuses to adolesce.
Okay. Buy that.
Children, if you're listening to this, adolesce.
Please adolesce.
And if you are listening to this, tune in to Pillow Fight to hear music for slumber parties, bike rides, crushes, and pies on windowsills. Fridays at 5 p.m. And on WRCT, Law and Disorder is a weekly independent radio program that gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, right to dissent, and the practices of the U.S. government. Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Visit lawanddisorder.org.
You just heard, before we started talking, I'm bugging you. Portishead with Strangers, Robert Pollard and Doug Dillard with Larger Massachusetts, Bruce Springsteen with Don't Back Down off of that new Tracks 2 Lost album thing he just released. Kleenex Girl Wonder with What Does She Know, Star Cleaner Reunion with The Hand That I Put Down, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart with Stay Alive, The Moles, great Australian band, The Moles with Cars for King's Cross. Before that was The Laughing Chimes, great, I guess goth band from Cleveland. They had a song called
Athens.
Athens. Okay, Athens. I'm sorry. The Laughing Chimes.
Sorry, the Laughing Charms.
And started off with Bullseye, a great band from New York. Their song Tell Tale Signs.
Pretty
well,
cool.
Again, we have a number you can text. Text. No calls.
Text.
You can text. 412-440-8906. 412-440-8906. Actually, you know what? You can call.
You can call.
See what happens. You can call.
I'll have to test it out eventually.
I give you the go. You can call. 412-440-8906.
Tonight's house band is Pittsburgh's own George Benson. Thank you, George, for coming to the studio.
Thank you, George.
This one again, George? Ah, he knows we like it.
He has, I was watching some, like, George Benson, like, jazz masterclasses, like, the other day. And, he is so awesome. I like him as a human so much and such an amazing guitar player. But just from the 20-minute video I saw, I've seen better teachers. It's a lot of, like, how to draw a cat. Like, step one, grab a pencil and paper, and step two, draw the cat sort of stuff. He talks in, like, vibes, which is cool. But I found that not instructive enough. And it's like, how did you do that thing? And he's like, well, it's right. Can't you feel that it's right?
I mean, hey, it's some people right. Either have it or they don't.
It's
you
true.
Can't teach it.
It's true. Alright, here is another great New York band called Brower. All right, 412-440-8906. Talk to you soon.
I'm Bye.
This is a rebroadcast of our August 12th program.
You're listening to WRCT FM 88.3, Pittsburgh. This is the 8 Miles High Radio Show. You just heard Pittsburgh band Rex Tycoon with three songs from their new album called No